No sports news for today. I'm actually going to be starting a new series here, going through all 32 NFL teams and kind of breaking down who I think was the biggest draft bust for each team of all time. So being a Packers fan, that's where I'm going to start out here. Going to kind of take it by division here. I'll probably go through the NFC North and then NFC South, East, West, and then go to the AFC after that. But starting with the NFC North, again, the Packers, kicking things off with who I think is the biggest draft bust of all time. I'm looking at the 1989 draft. We have Mr. Tony Mandarich was drafted number 2 overall by the Packers. Mandarich only played 3 seasons in Green Bay. Overall had a pretty lackluster 3 years, nothing too special. Nothing like all pro selections, anything like that. And then he was eventually traded away where he only had a couple more seasons after that in Indianapolis. Aside from just his lackluster years in Green Bay for being a number 2 overall pick, probably the most disappointing part of this pick is the fact of who came after him that the Packers, I mean, to this day are probably wondering, what if he would have picked one of these guys? Obviously in that 89 draft, number 1 overall was Aikman. Troy Aikman. So he would have been off the board at number 2. Nothing they could have did about that. But after that came Barry Sanders, Derek Thomas, and Deion Sanders went 3 through 5 after Tony Mandarich. So makes you wonder at that time in Green Bay. I mean, Deion Sanders, one of the most versatile guys as far as kick return, punt return, defensive back, receiver. Like, the guy is a Swiss Army knife. He's one of the best ever. And then obviously Barry Sanders, one of the best running backs of all time. And then even Derek Thomas, who went to the Chiefs, was a defensive threat for a great part of his career. So I would definitely say Tony Mandarich was probably the biggest bust for the Packers of all time. As I mean, these three guys that went after him would definitely have made a lasting impact on that team, and who knows, maybe would have won them another Super Bowl. But as always, thank you guys for tuning in. I'll be diving into other teams here in the few incoming videos. Comment down below what teams you want to see next. I'll be kind of going through all of them at my own speed here. But if I see one team that gets shouted out more than others, I'll do those more quickly. So comment down below what teams you want to see next. As always, hit the subscribe button, check out all my other videos, and I'll see you guys next time.